在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hi there, good to see you. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Three attackers killed five people inside a government building in Afghanistan this morning. Police say they went into the Ministry of Information and Culture and one bomber blew himself up. 12 people were wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The other two terrorists escaped.At least 19 people injured when a car bomb exploded in a parking lot at a university in Spain. Police suspect Basque separatists were behind today's blast at the University of Nevada in Pamplona. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. American Express is cutting 7,000 jobs. That's about 10% of its international workforce. The company says the job cuts are part of a massive effort to save $1.8 billion next year. American Express is also suspending management-level salary increases for 2009 and instituting a hiring freeze. With just 5 days left, the presidential candidates are concentrating on key territory. John McCain held a rally earlier today in Defiance, Ohio. His next stop will also be in Ohio. Barack Obama on the trail in Florida. He rallied supporters in Sarasota earlier. Later today, Obama heads for another crucial battleground state, Virginia. Daylight saving time ends this weekend, so set your clocks back 1 hour.Saturday night or into Sunday morning, really, you'll get an extra hour of sleep, and that may be good for your heart. Swedish researchers say the number of heart attacks dropped on the Monday after clocks were set back an hour. There were also more heart attacks during the week after the start of daylight saving time in the spring. Interesting, right? Those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.